Austin, man, you've got to be just so excited to be back on the basketball court after last season was entirely wiped out for you guys.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, with everything, no one really thought that COVID was going to be as big as it actually was. And for it to end our season, it was very tough news to hear last year. But with being able to have a season this year, we're hungrier than ever. And we're just, I mean, we're happy to be out there, and especially to have fans in attendance. It really is just enjoyable to be out there.
I believe it. And we'll talk a little bit about this season and how everything's been going for you guys in just a couple of moments. But I do want to reflect a little bit on, like, the last year for you guys. Like, what was that like, not playing basketball? And by the time things kind of opened up a little bit more and more, were you guys able to get any scrimmages in or exhibitions or anything? Can you kind of take me through what the last year and a half has been like for you?
I mean, it was definitely difficult for sure. I mean, it went to everything closed down where we couldn't even get into the gym at all. And we would try to sneak in, but it just obviously wouldn't work. And then as things slowly got better and better, we were able to do some liftings like once or twice a week. And then we were able to get up and kind of get some shots like with two or three groups. And then we had a couple practices where we were all sectioned off into different hoops, but we didn't really have any scrimmages over that whole COVID term last year, but with things better now, we had two scrimmages early on in the semester, and then now we're into gameplay.
What did that time off do to your game? Because you had obviously such a successful season the year before that, and then everything last year is wiped away, and here you are back at it this time around. Like, have you been able to focus on certain aspects of your game? Have you improved on certain aspects of your game? Can you kind of take me through that?
I mean, it definitely was a difficult time for sure. I mean, it was hard on everybody in different ways. But, yeah. I mean, it's hard to go from playing collegiate basketball every single day against your teammates and also against collegiate opponents to not playing against anybody basically just doing your own personal workouts. I mean, it definitely is hard to get back into the swing of things. I think every athlete can attest to that now. But, I took a lot of time during the summer and during workouts to just try to hone into my shot. I mean, I think every single year my shot's been slowly progressing. I feel like that's the one thing that really kind of lacked. I felt like I could usually get to the rim, like, at ease. But, I really focused on that, focused on my dribbling, and just trying to hone in every asset of my game throughout workouts and throughout the summer.
Yeah, Austin Grunder with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland men's basketball team. I want to talk about this season and how everything's been going, and you mentioned your gameplay specifically just a second ago. I remember watching you at Trumansburg and calling your games, and you could do just about everything. Slashing to the rim, obviously your rebounding game was so strong, you could shoot from just about anywhere on the floor, you had so much open space. But what is your role on this team this year, and what have you really had to embrace under Coach Spanbauer's system?
Well, for this year, I'm one of the captains on the team, so I'm taking a different type of leadership for the team. I've always been somewhat vocal, but I haven't been the most vocal leader because I've always been kind of a younger guy on the team. But I'm kind of embracing that role as a captain. I'm still learning along the way. And, I mean, I've always been a scorer ever since I've been playing basketball, but this year it might be, I mean, we're really young, inexperienced, but very talented team. And I think that not only just do I need help with scoring and rebounding, but also think I need to be doing a better job at facilitating and getting other guys open so we can get this thing moving.
What do you think has to get moving? Because you guys are off to a 2-3 start, and I'm sure that's not necessarily the way you want it to start. So what needs to get going so that you start racking up the wins?
I mean, I think it just ends up being focused and being determined to play. I mean, I think that, like I said, we were really young and inexperienced, but we can't be using that as an excuse all semester. I mean, I think that we just all have to mature as one whole team. And, I mean, it starts on the defensive side of the thing. I mean, I think we're doing a fairly decent job on the defensive side of things, but our offense has got to start clicking. And I think with the talent that we have on our team that sooner or later, these shots are going to be going down that we are accustomed to making during practice and during workouts, that it'll start getting our confidence up and we can hopefully start racking up some wins.
This may be a tough question to answer, especially from your perspective, but I look at things from my perspective, and you know, I didn't really know what to expect. In some ways, I still don't know what to expect. We're only 5 games into the season. Last year was completely wiped out. You know, you've got some newer names, some fresh faces that are playing for you guys, as you kind of alluded to. So in some ways, I don't know what to expect. Do you feel like that way as a player too? Like going into the season, like maybe early on, you didn't know what to expect because everything was wiped out because of a COVID year?
I mean, for sure. Everybody was off, especially Division III. Like Suniac, we had our season canceled. That we don't know what to expect from the other team. Did they put the work in? Did they not put the work in? They got fresh faces. I mean, we don't really know much about them. They've had a whole year off. And especially with us, I mean, we had new guys, but during the summer, we don't know if a lot of our guys are working out. So, I mean, it's a really weird year.
Yeah.
People are older now, like the freshmen that were coming in. I mean, technically there's 2 freshman classes. So people are older than they once were. And especially it's tough for the younger guys that were at high school that they really missed out on that 1 year to develop. So, I mean, it's all hit or miss kind of on what to expect with certain teams.
Yeah. As a captain then, what do you expect from some of those newer guys and some of those names that we're just starting to get to know?
I mean, I expect them just to compete every single day to make not only their teammates better, but as well themselves better. On top of that, I just think that it's going to be a learning curve for everybody on the team, and not just the young guys. And as the season progresses, I think we're just going to keep getting better and better. And I think this whole thing is going to, even though that we've had a rough start, I think it's all going to turn around.
And as I mentioned a little while ago, you know, you play in a really good conference in the Suniac, and I think you guys are going to be a really good out. You had a tough one yesterday against Oswego. They had a kid who went nuts from 3, and you know, he was obviously feeling it that day. Can you look back and kind of tell me some of the positives that you were able to take away from a game like that, though, even though you come away on the losing end of a 69-44 loss to Oswego?
I mean, if you look at the numbers, I thought that we did a pretty decent job defensively. I mean, to only let up 69 points, especially against a team like Oswego, I mean, that isn't the worst case scenario that you could have had. I mean, it's just one positive is our defense is pretty, it's decently solid, I would say. There's always room for improvement. It was just our offensive side, it wasn't clicking. Oswego is a hard place to play. And I think that even though that we didn't score as many points as we are accustomed to, I think that there were shots that were open and we just didn't capitalize on them.
Yeah.
So those are 2 things to take away, but there's also a lot to learn from that loss.
You mentioned scoring, and your first year with the team, you killed it, man. You averaged, what, 21 points per game? I think you were averaging a double-double, too, with, you know, somewhere around 13, 14 rebounds per game, too. I'm sure we're going to see that Austin Grunder down the road here in the next couple of weeks and over the next couple of months. How does he get there? How do you find that sort of success where you're averaging a double-double per game and really making such a big impact on this team?
I think we're all still I think us as a team with a lot of fresh faces and new guys, I think we're all trying to gel as much as a team. And I think that it's not 100% gelled with our lineups and just chemistry-wise by playing with each other. Like I said, I mean, I'm accustomed to scoring a lot. And although, I mean, I feel like I'm off to a little bit of a rough start, and I don't want to make any excuses or anything of that sort, but I think eventually once we start getting building chemistry and kind of solidifying roles on this team, because there's still a lot up in the air, I think that not only will our team statistics start doing better, I think individual statistics for myself and the other guys will start to drastically improve.
Oh, they definitely will. No question about it. I'll let you run in a couple of moments, but I do want to know, with all that we've kind of talked about, you know, one kind of trend that I'm getting from this is that there's sometimes a bit of unknown because of just how wacky and wild the last year and a half has been. Do you feel like you guys are more or less focusing on yourself rather than focusing on like other teams and their game plans and the scouting reports and this, that, and the other? Do you guys feel like, you know what, we got to stick to our brand of basketball, do our thing, and the wins will start piling up?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I think it's more self-focused than focusing on other teams at this point. Like, obviously, we're doing the scouts and we're understanding what's going on in the Suniac and who we're playing, but we're still trying to figure out who we are. I mean, we're only 5 games in. obviously it's not going as well as we would have liked, and I still think that we're working out the kinks, but eventually this ship's going to start sailing and we're going to start solidifying roles. And I think that we're, I mean, we got a lot of potential on this team, and I think that it's all just got to work out by constant reps and kind of knocking off the rust, I guess I would say.
That's for sure. I was just kind of thinking the same thing. Let's circle back here in mid-February, and I'm sure things will be changed for you guys, and you guys will be right in prime position when it comes to the SUNYAC tournament and everything. Hey, awesome, man. It's always great catching up with you. Hope you have a wonderful holiday. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon, and keep it up there. We love seeing what you're doing up there, okay?
Yes, I appreciate you having me.